بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم. وأنا علينا يا عظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، after the praise to Allah Almighty and peace be upon His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was still in a series of manners and morals, Islamic manners and morals. This is the greatest ibadah and worship, and I do call it ibadah and worship, to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your manners and your morals. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Bu'ithtu li'utammim makarim al-akhlaq. I was sent by Allah azza wa jal to perfect the great manners. And he also says that one of you will reach to the level higher than the one that prays and fast, praise that night, and fast the day with husnul khuluq, with the good manners. So with your good manners, with your good akhlaq, with your good morals, with your good dealing with people, Muslims and non-Muslims, with the way that you treat people, and the way you speak to people, and the way you look at people, and the way you approach people, with your good manners and your good akhlaq, you become better than the one that prays during the day or during the night and fast during the day when he doesn't have that manners. So you are stronger in the faith with your good manners and akhlaq than someone praying the night and fasting the day. So it's not only about ibadah, it's not only about worships, it's about akhlaq and manners. It's about akhlaq and manners, about your ethics and your morals. It's about your manners. It's about your approach. It's about your speech. It's about your speak, how you speak. It's about how you deal with people. That's what's beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the scholars said, I'd rather be a companion of someone who lacks in his worship and has good manners than someone very good in his worship and no manners. Because ikhwan al-akhlaq is ibadah. Manners is a worship. And it's one of the greatest worships to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He also says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the closest ones to me in the hereafter are those ones with good manners. And the far away ones from me in the hereafter are those ones with bad manners. So your manners, something that inshaAllah I want to focus on myself and with my brothers and sisters to the Day of Judgment. Because that's something that the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam focused on. Some people might have, mashaAllah, the looks of a Muslim. They might have the beard or they have the abaya. And mashaAllah, they pray and fast, but they have the most stinking manners. With that stinking manners, he turns off not only non-Muslims, but even Muslims from the religion. What kind of a character is that? The Muslims entered Islam. The non-Muslims, at the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to this day, they enter Islam with the character and the manners of the Muslims. Not wallah because they just saw them worshipping Allah, or because the religion makes sense, or because of the Quran, or because of their bid. It's because of their manners. It's because of their approach. It's because the way they speak. It's because their leniency towards people and the way they speak to people. One thing that Allah had ordered the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to have in his life and the way he deals with people, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Listen to me what Allah azza wa jal had ordered your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, O Muhammad, if you were harsh, If you were harsh the way you speak to people, and the way you preach to people, and the way you call people to the deen of Allah, and the way you call people to follow Allah and His religion, with a harsh heart, aggressive, harsh approach, harsh speech, لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, they'd have walked away from you. So, oh Muhammad, don't you dare to be a harsh man with a harsh heart. So it's not cool to find someone calling to Allah harsh. It's not right to call someone by abusing someone, telling him off. That's not deen and that's not da'wah. Allah Azza wa Jal has spoken to a man that's got nothing. Nothing from the harshness. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you were harsh with an harsh heart, that have walked away from you. Then how about us? This is an addressing to a man that's got nothing from being harsh. This is addressing to a man that's got nothing from being harsh in his approach or harsh in his heart. You are talking about a man before the messengerhood, before the prophecy. He was called the honest man. He was called the Siddiq, Al-Sadiq, Al-Amin, the trustworthy. This is a man before Islam, before the message, before the prophecy, he was called the most honest. He was called the most truthful. He was called the best mannered man in Mecca and the best mannered man that human being had ever met. And Allah had told him if he were harsh with an harsh heart, they would have walked away from you. Then how about people with harshness in the way of speech and the way in their heart? Faikhwani, manners. You want to get closer to Allah, look at your manners. The way you look at your ibadah and you perfect your ibadah, also look at your manners. The way you care about your prayer, that you pray your prayer on time, and you pray your prayer with right, and you pray your prayer with the right conditions being applied, and you pray your prayer with everything in it, then you must also look at your manners. Look at your manners, look at your akhlaq. Look at ikhlaq, especially those brothers who look like a Muslim and preach to Allah under the name of Islam. Look at your manners. Your manners is important. Your manners is more important than anything else. بُعِثْتُ لِأَتَمِّ مَكَارِمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Should memorize this hadith and keep it in your mind. I was sent by Allah to perfect the good manners. That's my mission on earth. In other words, that's my mission on earth. He did not say, for you to pray your best prayers, or for you to fast your best fasting, or for you to read the Quran. He said the most important thing that he was sent by Allah with after the aqeedah, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was sent by Allah to perfect the good manners. I was sent by Allah to perfect the morals of people. I was sent by Allah to perfect the good character of people. So look at your character. Look at the way you treat people. Look at the way you speak. Because when you talk about manners, what are you talking about? Is your relationship with other people. Because you can't have good manners towards yourself. What? You're going to stand in front of a mirror and start speaking to yourself. When you talk about manners, you are talking about the relationship between you and other people. Whether a relationship between you and your family, between you and your wife, between you and your kids, between you and your friends, between you and your cousins, between you and your colleagues, between you and your workmates, between you and the strangers, between you and the Muslims, and between you and the non-Muslims. Between you and the non-Muslims. I spoke 2 weeks ago about slandering and backbiting. A lot of brothers asked me, is it backbiting? Is it considered to be backbiting if you backbite or not Muslim? Yes, of course. It is backbiting. A lot of people were amazed for me to even say yes. It's like, subhanAllah, a non-Muslim, I could backbite in him. La, he's a non-Muslim, yeah. You differ with him in your aqidah and your religion, but you don't differ with him in humanity. And when you talk about backbiting, this is humanity. So even if it's a non-Muslim, you can backbite. You could speak about his aqidah, yes. You could speak about the wrong character that they have from their point of their religion, yeah, but you can't go and backbite him and speak about him or look down at him. That's not our religion. And the Prophet ﷺ didn't teach us this, and the Prophet ﷺ wasn't like that. When you represent the Prophet ﷺ, you must represent the Prophet ﷺ in the best thing he had. When you go out to represent a company, you represent that company in the best thing that this company has. You try and represent this company and show the picture of the company in the best thing that this company has that attracts people to this company. You do not represent this company in something that every other company has, but you try and make this company a unique company by something that this company has, which is the best thing that this company has. And same thing when you represent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are representing the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam in the best thing he had. And the best thing that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam he had is Islam. And the best thing of Islam was the akhlaq and manners. Akhlaq and manners. And I'm saying that because a lot of us do focus. We focus a lot on the worship, which is good. Focus a lot on your worship. We focus a lot on our appearance, which is good. Focus a lot on your appearance. But we forget one thing sometimes to focus on is our manners and akhlaq. We forget sometimes to focus on our manners and akhlaq. And subhanallah, the manners and akhlaq, having bad manners and akhlaq will just destroy all your worships. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, do you know who is the bankrupt? Who is the bankrupt, the Prophet of Allah? So they said, the bankrupt is the one that's got no dollar or cents. La dirham wa la dinar. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the bankrupt one is not what you think, the one that's got no dollar or cents. The bankrupt one is the one that prayed to Allah, fasted to Allah, paid his zakat, fulfilled all the requirements that he's got to do towards his worship, but he spoke about that guy and looked down at that guy and oppressed that guy and took this thing from that guy and took that thing from this guy. And he'll come in the hereafter with a lot of hasanat. He did ibadah, he comes in the hereafter with a lot of hasanat. So those people that he oppressed and spoke about and looked down at and treated badly, they'll start taking from his hasanat. Everyone wants his right. Start taking from his hasanat, take from his hasanat, take from his hasanat, until there's no longer hasanat left. But these people, till now they haven't even retaliated from him. Ya Allah, about us, they took his hasanat, but we didn't take anything else. So Allah will take from their sayyat and put it over his sayyat. And then he'll be thrown in the hellfire. So could you understand this hadith? A man that comes with a lot of ibadah, with a lot of prayer, with a lot of fasting, with a lot of zakat, with a lot of good deeds, with a lot of recitation of the Quran, with a lot of remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla and dhikr. But he swore at this guy and abused that guy and looked down at this guy and backbited that guy and treated this guy bad and oppressed this guy and took this thing from this guy. In other words, he had bad manners towards people. He was a good worshipper, but he had bad manners towards people. He had bad approach towards people. He treated people bad. Because of that, he'll enter the hellfire. What more makes more sense in our mind than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about a woman who she prays the day and night and fasts the day and does all her obligation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he says she's in the hellfire because she locked up her cat. A woman that prays during the night when everyone is asleep and fasts during the day when everyone is eating and does all her obligations to Allah from the point of worship even more, but she is in the hellfire because she was bad towards an animal. She was bad towards an animal, a cat that she locked it up. She is in the hellfire because her bad treatment towards an animal. Because of bad treatment towards an animal, which is a cat, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all her worship is nothing, and she's going to the hellfire. How about your bad treatment towards a Muslim brother? How about your bad treatment to a non-Muslim? A woman entered the hellfire after all her worships because of a bad treatment towards an animal. Then how about your bad treatment towards a human being? So then wake up to yourself and realize that there's something extra that you must focus on. It's your manners and your akhlaq. And listen to me, a woman who used to be from the prostitutes of Bani Israel. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, she entered the paradise because she was generous to a dog. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Is that how much Islam focuses on manners? Even more. Even more. Islam focuses on manners even more. If a good treatment to an animal will make you enter the paradise, and a bad treatment to an animal make you enter the hellfire, then how about a good treatment to a human being? And how about a bad treatment to a human being? So my brothers, my sisters, your manners, and the most important part that represents your manners, it's your tongue. And that's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Mu'adh ibn Jabal after he mentioned to him all the good things in Islam and what gets him closer to Allah, at the end he finalizes it and concludes by grabbing his tongue and saying, "Kuffa annaka hadha." Be aware of this. Be aware of this tongue. So Mu'adh said, "O Prophet of Allah, is Allah going to judge us for what we say?" So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "May Allah or may your mum lose you." In other words, wake up to yourself. And what else makes people enter the hellfire except this tongue? What represents your manners? And what represents a good treatment or bad treatment in this tongue? How small of a piece of a meat it is, but how bad of an influence could have, or how good of influence could have. So it's the tongue. So be aware what you say. And that's why a good word is a hasanah. A good word will take it to the paradise, and a bad word will take it to the hellfire. So my brothers, my sisters, manners, your manners, focus on your manners. Make a manners like one of the most priority things that you have in your life, like your 5 daily prayers. How you organize yourself to pray 5 daily prayers every single day. Making wudu and performing wudu correctly and praying correctly. Also, your manners is one of those things that you must focus on. Your manners and your akhlaq is one of those things that you must focus on. When you stand, you think about Allahu Akbar. Am I facing the Qibla? Did I have wudu? Have I covered my naked parts? So on, so on, so on. I'm trying to perfect my prayer to end up with good prayer. Also, you must think of your manners too. Also, you must think about the good manners. Do I say the right word? Do I say the right word? Do I treat people the right way? Do I give a smile? A smile is a hasana. A smile is a hasana. Some of us sometimes are selfish to smile to someone. Birkabadari. Wallah, he'll come and sit on my back if I smile to him. A smile is a hasana. A smile is one hasana. And one hasana is multiplied to 10 times. And from 10 times to 700 times, one smile to someone that you know and you don't know is a hasana. One smile. Assalamu alaikum, giving salam to someone to break that barrier is one of the best actions in Islam. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one of the best actions in Islam is to give salam to who you know and who you don't know. Because it breaks that barrier and just brings that love straight away. And that's why when someone is upset from someone who doesn't want to give him salam, give him salam. No. Like, what are you losing? Nothing. Now give him salam. Why? Because he knows if he's going to give him salam, he's going to break all that barrier of hatred. So they don't give salam. Wallahi la tu'minu hatta, wallahi la tudkhulu al-jannata hatta tu'minu. Wa la tu'minu hatta tahabu. Aw la adullukum ala shay'in fa'altumu tahababtum. Afshu as-salama baynakum. By Allah, you would not enter the paradise until you love one another. And you would not love one another until you spread salam between one another. You would never enter the paradise until you believe, and you'd never become believers until you love one another. Shouldn't I guide you to something that makes you love one another? Spread salam between each other. Assalamu alaikum. To who you know and to who you don't know. Assalamu alaikum. To a Muslim, of course. To an un-Muslim. You're not losing if you give a smile. You're not losing if you say good morning or hello. La la hada Muslim. Don't even look at him. No, I'm not even going to look at him. Subhanallah. Abu Bakr wasn't a Muslim too. Umar wasn't a Muslim too. Uthman and all the great companions that you look up to, they were all non-Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them from the best Muslims. Why? Because of the akhlaq of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of the manners of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. Because the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to him and dealt with him. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam was once walking around the borders of Mecca. And he saw an old woman carrying timber. So he gave her a hand to help her. After the Prophet ﷺ helped her, she said, "Young man, I don't have anything to reward you for the good deed that you did to me. But I would like to give you an advice. There's a man, his name is Muhammad in the city of Mecca, claims that he's a prophet, don't follow him." So the Prophet ﷺ said, "This man that you're talking about is in front of you, me." So when she looked at the good manners of the Prophet ﷺ, the only thing that was in front of her is to say, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah." The good manners, ya akhwani. The good akhlaq. The good manners that opens the hearts of people to Islam. The good manners that brings people to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. The good manners that turns people to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you must differentiate between two things. You have to differentiate between manners when you give da'wah and wisdom and jihad. That's something that we mix. Yeah, Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَلْيَجِدُ فِيكُمْ غِلْظَةً. Let them see harshness in you. But read the verse from the beginning. Why did you just grab that from the beginning of the middle of the verse? That's when you're fighting them. So how about the other one said, "Idu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'idhati al hasana." Call to Allah. Who was it Allah talking to Muhammad? Call who? To the non-believers. Bil hikmati wal maw'idhati al hasana, with wisdom and the good advice. Wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. And even then, even debate with them early if what's good. Even debate. That disgraceful habit that some of us have. Just love to debate. Whether with a Muslim and a Muslim or a Muslim and a Muslim. We just love to debate. Thinking that I'm trying to prove a point and get, wallah hasanat, when debate is the most hated thing to Allah Azza wa Jal. Wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. Wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. And debate with them what's good. It's benefit debate, no benefit leave it. And for the sake of just debating, here just following your desires because you want to prove your point. You don't want this person to come to the deen of Allah when you start debating. So don't mix between da'wah and leniency in the da'wah and harshness and jihad. They're two different categories. When you grab the sword and you fight in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, that's when you become harsh. But when you're calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no need for you to be harsh. There's no need for you to be harsh. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of the best characters to be given to a Muslim is leniency. And there is nothing more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jalla than being lenient and gentle towards people. When I talk about lenient, being gentle, being good towards people, the way you speak to people, the way you deal with people. As we said, a prostitute entered the paradise because of her gentleness to a dog, and a believer entered the hellfire because of her bad treatment towards a cat. Faikhwani, your manners is a worship that you must perfect. Your manners is an obligation on you that you must look after. Your manners is one important aspect every single day, like how your 5 daily prayers is how you have your manners too. It's one important worship like the 5 daily prayers in your life. Look after it. Make sure what you say is the right thing that you say. And make sure the approach is the right approach that pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. Then let wallahi your anger. Let out your anger under the name of Allah and the deen of Allah. Or your envy under the name of Allah and the deen of Allah. Or your jealousy under the name of Allah and the deen of Allah. Look after your manners. Again, your manners is one important worship that you must look after. Like every other worship. But the difference is, it's a constant thing. You daily pray, 5 daily prayers in 5 different times. But your manners is 24 hours. 24 hours. Look after it, ikhwani. Make sure you understand what I say, because your manners is one key to paradise. Allahumma ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawl, fayattabi'una ahsana, subhanakallahumma hamdaka, nashhadu an la ilaha ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you all for listening.